More than 30 people spent Tuesday morning of last week in the South Lee County Courthouse's second floor courtroom. They were there for jury duty. County Attorney Mike Short says Lee County seats a new jury pool every 2 months.
This particular panel started work in 1st January, will be done at the end of February, and that's probably one of the busiest panels we've had in recent memory.
Short says a mix of criminal and civil cases went to trial in recent weeks. On the morning in question, the potential jurors were there for the trial of Carter versus Lee County. Former county maintenance director Rick Carter claimed he was fired for being a whistleblower. The county contended he was let go for a wide variety of work-related issues. The lawyers for the two sides spent about 2 hours narrowing the field. Short, who was not involved in this case, says questioning potential jurors is crucial.
I tell people that their job as jury is to be judge, so I want people that are fair, impartial, and open-minded.
Short says he also tries to gauge life experiences and identify potential conflicts. In this case, the questioning revealed quite a few things. One prospective juror went to church with one of the witnesses. Another felt the county spent too much taxpayer money. A third said he was a friend of the family of another witness, and a fourth said he would rather be at his job at Burger King. All four of them were dismissed. In the end, 5 men and 3 women were selected for the jury for this civil trial. Emily Hughes is a law professor at the University of Iowa. She has no connection to the Carter versus Lee County case. It's important to stress this was a civil rather than criminal trial. Hughes says a jury must be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal trial. But in civil trials, decisions are based on a preponderance of evidence.
You know, if you put your hands together and you're sort of weighing your hands next to each other, it's just one hand a little bit higher than the other hand, you know, 51%.
The jury ended up hearing 4 days of testimony from more than 15 witnesses, plus several hours worth of opening and closing statements. Judge Mary Ann Brown gave them a list of 22 instructions before they began to deliberate so they would not have to be interrupted. The instructions included summaries of undisputed facts, definitions, and procedures. Emily Hughes says the instructions are developed by the judge and the attorneys.
Both sides usually submit their own proposals, and then there's usually a jury instruction conference where the judge is listening to both sides as to why they want different proposals, and then in the end, the judge decides what the jury instructions look like.
The last pages of the instructions were a verdict form. Hughes says this is also agreed upon by the judge and the attorneys.
Sometimes there's just, you know, one or two forms at the back, and it's not a whole process of going through answering one question, then the other, then the other. And in other cases, there are very specific questions the jurors have to get through.
The latter was the case in this trial because Rick Carter was seeking financial damages. The verdict form listed 5 questions. A yes vote meant to continue to the next question. A no vote concluded the process. In summary, the jurors were asked, if Rick Carter was reasonable in believing that a violation of law or rule had occurred, did Carter make a report to a public official or law enforcement agency official? Was Carter's report the determining factor for a majority of the Lee County Board of Supervisors to fire him? Did Carter's termination cause damage to him? The first 4 questions were answered yes by all 8 jurors in less than 2 hours. That led to the 5th question, how much damage did Carter suffer? The jury decided he deserved $186,000 in lost wages and benefits. Carter's attorney, Curtis Dial, says his client was quite pleased with the ruling.
And I thought it was a good verdict. I mean, I was really happy with the way it ended up. I thought they did exactly what was appropriate.
Dial says he was surprised by the amount of time it took the jury to reach a verdict, given the amount of evidence in the case.
But I've had a lot of other trials also that I thought would take a long time, and juries came back pretty quick. So I guess there probably wasn't much dispute on the jury as far as, you know, what the outcome would be.
By contrast, Lee County Board of Supervisors Chairman Rick Larkin is disappointed with the verdict.
I thought we presented a very strong case, and apparently the jury didn't agree with that, and now it's up to us to decide what we want to do in the future.
If an appeal is sought and granted, a whole new jury could be asked to consider the case. But for the 5 men and 3 women who served on this panel, their work is done. They left the courthouse and returned to their normal lives after devoting a week to make sure that justice was done. I'm Jason Parrott.